As you can hear, my voice is like really raspy. I started out, it started like Friday. I'd gone to Dahlonega for the old-fashioned Christmas, and I've been wanting to do it for years, so I figured better get it done now since we won't be here next year. And so, yeah, I think it was the sniffing of the candles, and now I sound like this. So just bear with me on that. And then everything went crazy today. Like, an appointment I had ran long. My computer was dead. I thought it was plugged up, but it was plugged in, but it was unplugged from the wall. Then my internet said it couldn't connect. And I'm just sitting here like, yeah, I'm so not going to be prepared for this. My sister, when I was growing up, I had the messiest room. I was going through my little teenage, phase. I had a messy room, and she said I had organized a mess because I knew where everything was. It was just like all over the place. So that's where I am today. I am an organized mess. I am the most unprepared, prepared person that you will ever meet. And so this message is going to go through today. It's going to go forward because that is what God wants to happen, okay? All right, but before we get started, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all together today so that we may hear the word that you have for us. I ask that in this unprepared, prepared, chaotic mess, that everything that you want to be said is said. And nothing of me and all of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so, yes. So let's talk about a big harvest. Last week, we talked about how we ask God for the things that we need or desire. And how he will provide it as long as you ask for it selflessly. And it's in a line with what he has purpose for your life. And now we're going to talk about how following God's directions leads to a prosperous life full of sowing and reaping, planting and harvesting, giving and receiving. Okay? So just one of the things you want to do is remember that you must be wise, ready, and willing to trust God's judgment when you ask him for something and when he gives it to you. James 1, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 in the Easy says, but maybe you need to know how to be wise. Then ask God to help you. He is ready to give everyone what they need, and he never says that it is wrong to ask. So God will help you to be wise. But when you ask God for something, you must trust him completely. Do not have other ideas in your mind. People who are not sure that God will help them are like the waves in the sea. The wind blows the water one way, and then it blows the water another way. So you have to trust God. I know with me, I've learned to trust him a lot, especially lately. I even trusted him that I would be able to deliver this message today. Normally, I'm like really crazy and frustrated, which I kind of was a little frustrated because I didn't tell you the other funny part of the story. So you all know I'm always late. It's not something that I plan to do. It's just things happen. And so with all of that chaos that was going on, I looked at the time and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. It's 6:34. I got to get ready. And I get ready, I jump in the car, I get here, I back into the parking space, I look at the clock, it's 6:34. How in the world did the Lord do that? He knew that I was going to be late. So he made me on time by making me think I was late. I'm telling you, you gotta trust him. And Quincy's sitting in the car, I'm in the car, and I'm on the phone with Quincy, and he's like, it's okay, you're gonna do great. I'm like, from your lips to God's ears. So, but it'll be all right. Let's see. So, and also, like I said, you have to remember to be selfless when you bring your requests to God. Galatians 6:8 in the King James says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. in the Common English Bible, it says, those who plant only for their own benefit will harvest devastation from their selfishness. But those who plant for the benefit of the Spirit will harvest eternal life from the Spirit. Now, isn't that beautiful? Eternal life. You like, you're going to, it's always eternal. Always. I'm telling you, I just get excited when I read that. You know, just following God, following His direction, believing in Him and trusting Him. I mean, that's just, no words. But I was thinking about, as I was reading this, I was thinking about the Shunammite woman, you know, in 2 Kings 4, 8 through 37. I'm not going to read that because that is a lot. So we're going to go with Carla's version, okay? Bear with me, please. Okay, so Elisha went to Shunem, and he was invited for a meal by a wealthy woman. And every time that he would pass through, he would stop by and she would feed him. So, you know, she didn't know if he was, you know, just to get a meal, but she fed him regardless. And so, but she knew he was a man of God. And so in order to honor God, she decided to bless him. And so in blessing him, you know, in honoring him, told her husband, that's a man of God. He needs a room. So when he comes through, he has somewhere to sleep. So he comes through. She gives him somewhere to sleep. She gives him food and everything. And at this time, you know, he's thinking, like, she's been so generous. What does she want? So he asked her, you know, what do you want? She didn't want anything. She felt like she had everything that she needed already. She was amongst her people, all was well. But then they realized she didn't have a son. She didn't have a child. And so he tells her, in a year, you'll be holding your son. And she's thinking, you need to stop playing because I'm old. My husband's old. This is not going to happen. This is not going to happen. Sure enough, 1 year later, she has a son. And he grows up. And then he has a headache, gets sick, and he dies. And what does she do? She goes and she says, I have got to find that man of God. Got to find him. Because I know that he'll heal my son, my child. Because God didn't just give me this child just to take this child away from me. So she goes to find him. She tells him, and he prays. And he prays to God to heal this child, to bring this child back. And this child comes back. Now think about that. She did something selfless. She fed him. She gave him a place to stay. She didn't do it because, you know, oh, let's see what God can give me. She didn't do it for that reason. She did it because that was a man of God. And she wanted to honor God by honoring God's servant. So I just was so blessed by that story. Like, I've read that story before. I know, and yes, you know, there's more to it, but it was just that story in itself, you know, gives me more reason to believe in God and trust Him, that everything that He has for me is good. It's for me. It is not to do me harm. And He does it because He loves me, you know? So also I was, what I said was she didn't bless Elijah because she wanted something in return. She did it to honor God. And she was given an increase because not only did she get her child the first time, she got her child a second time. That is a double blessing. That is an awesome double blessing. Now, 1 Kings 17, 7 through 16 talks about the widow of Zarephath. No, I'm not going to read that. We're going to get Carla's version, the condensed version, okay? And the reason I chose this story was because obedience is a way to get God's attention and a blessing. Obedience, doing what you're asked without having a murmur or a complaint, just doing it. And so in this story, the Lord had sent Elijah to Zarephath. And he was there and he asked a woman for water. And as she's going to get him water, he's like, you know, can you give me some bread too? And she was like, man, I only have enough for me and my son. I got these two sticks. I'm going to prepare. We're going to eat and we're going to wait to die. And he was like, okay, now before you do that, can you make me some? And I know she was thinking like, didn't I just say I only have enough for me and my son? And then we gonna die after this. But you want me to make you some too? Like, for real? Where they do that at? But she, you know, she said, okay. He said, when you make it and you make me mine, then you make yours for you and your son. And you will never run out of flour and you will never run out of oil. And just think about that. She went and she did it. And she didn't run out of the oil or the flour. God bless that obedience, you know? And so 1 Samuel 15 and 22 says, obedience is better than sacrifice. That is, you know, I didn't give you the whole scripture, but that's where you can find it. Is obedience is better than sacrifice. And so with that, I wanted to talk to you all a little bit more about the testimony that I had from last week, where you all found out that we were leaving. So I didn't tell you the entire testimony because this part of it goes along with this message. So I started teaching on, you know, sowing seeds and things like that. And I truly believe if I'm going to teach it, then I'm going to practice it. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to get up here and tell you anything that I'm not going to do myself. And so I've been praying to the Lord to, you know, just give me some direction on sowing seeds. You know, I sow seeds, but I just want to do more. And so he was like, okay, this is what I want you to do. So I started sowing seeds into the ministry. And after that, you know, Quincy started getting the inkling that it was time to go. He was just like, I don't know why, I just got that feeling. I just feel it. I'm starting to train other people to do my job. I just feel it. And he kept like having those interviews and nothing was coming to pass. And so I said, why don't you sow a seed? And he was like, you know, I don't know how to do that or whatever. So I prayed about it and the Lord told me, he said, you sold your house. I said, yes, Lord, I did. And that money is gone because I paid some bills. And he said, well, the mortgage that you were paying for 3 months, I want you to give that, but to sow that into the ministry. I said, okay. I didn't question it. I didn't say, well, how are we gonna pay everything else? Because we were paying a mortgage that we, in a house we weren't living in, and he provided for us. So what makes me think that he wouldn't provide now? So I didn't complain, but I was like, I bet Quincy's gonna say something. But I went to him. And I said, I spoke to the Lord, and the Lord said, 3 months of what our mortgage was. And he said, okay, if that's what the Lord said, then that's what we're going to do. So in all of that, you know, it was coming up time to give the seed, our seed. So we sowed the seed the first month, which was October. And in October, Quincy had an interview. Interview went okay, you know? And then he had another interview. And he hadn't heard anything. But then so we sowed on the 1st and on the 14th of the month, 13th of the month, is when he got the notice that he had a new job. They offered him a job right then. He accepted right then. And so I was like, wow, Miss Pauline was right. He will bless you in the middle of what his promise is. You know, he said, you know, to give those 3 months, but he blessed us before we had finished giving. And I just remember Miss Pauline saying that about the chairs that she had donated to the church. She said that before she got finished, you know, she got the call, you know. And so I was just like, wow. Okay, I just love that she imparted so much in me before she left this earth. I don't think she knows the impact that she had on my life. And, you know, she would always say, I'm sorry to bother you. And she didn't know that it was never a bother because I learned so much from her. And so we did that. And so then we're like, okay, now what are we going to do? Because now we're trying to figure out, okay, so when will we know? So in our minds, you know, I told you, we were like, oh, yeah, it'd be February because it's supposed to be 2 to 3 months before they could finish the security clearance. And then we sowed the second seed, the second month, November. And then they were like, oh yeah, so your security clearance went through in like 3 weeks. We were like, okay, yeah, you're gonna report in January. No, December 18th. We were like, yeah, that's not gonna work. So we prayed about it and so then they sent, and we were like, can we do February? And they were like, no, you can do January 16th. And we're like, can we do January 29th? And they're like, no, you can do January 16th. So we thank God for the blessing regardless, even though we wanted to hold back a little, stay here a little longer. But so with that second seed, we got, the clearance went through. And we've already gotten approval for a home loan. So now we're just looking to buy the house. But in that, we are not rushing because Pastor preached a message. And this was about 4 years ago. It's about 3 or 4 years ago. He preached a message that said that God will direct you and lead you to where you are to live. And so in that, I'm not going to rush into finding a house. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write the vision. I'm going to write what I desire and the amount that I want. And then I'm going to wait. I'm going to be patient and wait on God to give me that place to live. Because he knows that, Quincy said, I was going to be there for a long time, a very long time. And so I need to be happy. And I know the Lord wants me to be happy. I just truly believe that. I have joy regardless of where I am, but I know he wants me to be happy too. And so I will wait and I will be patient. And it's time to, you know, so this next one, amount coming up. And I know that something big is gonna happen. You know, that house may pop up that, you know, has been sitting there on the market for like 6 months and no one saw it, and then they dropped the price by like 50,000, you know. Yeah. I'm just believing that God can work a miracle. And I want a lot of house for a little money, but yeah, that's not the way Virginia works, but that's the way my God works, okay? So, but in that, I just wanted to just keep, for you to keep this in mind, 2 Corinthians 9:6 in the easy. Remember this, if a farmer plants only a few seeds, he will not get much as a result. But if he plants plenty of seeds, he will get a big harvest. God bless you all.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.